Oh, lots of things, Elsie. It was quite an accident your being outside just then." Elsie blushed. She had not forgotten what Mrs. Stevens had said about it. "Quite, sir. In the general way, I use the other stairs."
"Of course."
He had found his pipe and was about to go downstairs again, when she stopped him. "I beg your pardon, sir, but will there be an inquest?"
"Oh, yes. Tomorrow, I think."
"Shall I have to give my evidence, sir?"
"Of course. There's nothing to be frightened of."
"I did hear it, sir, truly."
"Why, of course you did. Who says you didn't?"
"Some of the others, sir. Mrs. Stevens and all."
"Oh, that's just because they're jealous," said Antony with a smile.
He was glad to have spoken to her, because he had recognized at once the immense importance of her evidence. To the inspector, no doubt, it had seemed only of importance, in that it had shown Mark to have adopted something of a threatening attitude towards his brother. To Antony it had much more significance. It was the only trustworthy evidence that Mark had been in the office at all that afternoon. For who saw Mark go into the office? Only Cayley. And if Cayley had been hiding the truth about the keys, why should he not be hiding the truth about Mark's entry into the office? Obviously, all Cayley's evidence went for nothing. Some of it, no doubt, was true, but he was giving it, both truth and falsehood, with a purpose. What the purpose was, Antony did not know as yet. To shield Mark? To shield himself? Even to betray Mark? It might be any of these. But since his evidence was given for his own ends, it was impossible that it could be treated as evidence of an impartial and trustworthy onlooker, such, for instance, as Elsie appeared to be.